the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Here we go. We are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy football Friday lined up. Brad Powers, professional sports bettor, college football analyst, coming up in 1 hour. And we'll begin today's program recapping what took place last night, Thursday night football. And a nice job by not only the Cleveland Browns, down a ton of talent and a lot of guys. You know, some of them came back to play in the game, but clearly they were banged up. But also, you know, in our world, the gambling world, for people who bought in on the Browns before the game started, and they said, you know what, this point spread move is way too big. It went from 6 all the way down to 1.5 before kickoff, and that's too big of a difference. Like, there's not that big of a drop-off between Mayfield and Case Keenum, and they bet the Browns at those small numbers, and they were rewarded last night in kind of an ugly game that, you know, that's the Thursday night football game that we're kind of used to seeing now over the years.
Well, you only had one possession each in the third quarter, though. It was like right out of UNLV with the taking a lot of time off the clock. Yeah. But that was no other word for it. It's embarrassing. You get Landry and Beckham who play, but they're hobbled and banged up. You have a backup quarterback. You're on their third string running back. You're missing your right tackle. Right down the field to start the game, okay? And here's a memo to Fangio. They're going to run the ball. I mean, what are they doing? Their lineup, they couldn't stop the run when they're not going to pass on the final drive.
Right.
Third and seven, they run the ball. They pick up the first down. That was ridiculous. And I know we had people in Denver chiming in when we were discussing first coach fired prop about the issues in ownership and it's not going to happen. There are plenty of people who are ready to see Fangio go. I mean, that's now a four-game losing streak. How do you come out flat like that? They called Von Miller's name once before he left with an injury. Where's this great... Fangio's a defensive guy?
Oh, it doesn't exist, Paul.
No!
No, after the first three games, this is the fakest team in the NFL. They're actually more fugazi than what Carolina was, I believe, after the first three games. This Denver outfit that we have. And again, I mean, there's what you said, okay, the first drive right down the field. In the first quarter, the difference in game planning, preparation, creativity, right? It just jumped off the screen watching the game, how the Browns were totally prepared for this moment, right? No Mayfield, fine. Stefanski worked with, you know, Case Keenum for those years in Minnesota, which we talked about a lot yesterday. And they came out, and they were creative, and they went right down the field in those five plays for a touchdown. The Broncos came out, and here was their answer. Run, third and seven, five-yard pass, punt.
Yep.
Like, did you not prepare for the game whatsoever? Clearly on defense, you were not ready for these backups and offense to go right down the field. And that's your answer to what the Browns did on offense? Where were you all week? Were you getting ready for the game? I'm telling you, not to overreact from one game, but Fangio, now he was 9-1 from that game before last night for first coach fired. That number needs to start dropping because he needs to be on the short list of guys that should be the first coach fired.
Yeah.
And another thing, the amount of years where this organization, they're just really poor at judging talent. We've seen this now with quarterback after quarterback.
Oh, they showed that last night, all the quarterbacks since Flacco. Manning. But I mean, that's on Elway's watch, though.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all that Motley Crue, Simeon, Flacco, Locke. It's Paxton Lynch was a first-round
pick.
Sure
he was, yes. Right. Now, Bridgewater's a nice story. He's not going to lead this team to a division title or a championship any day. But here's another example that I will give you, right? They have weapons. I actually like their receivers and tight end quite a bit. I like the running back at this point, named Javonte Williams. And I was always a big Melvin Gordon fan. I thought he was awesome coming out of Wisconsin, and he was really good, you know, during his prime years in the NFL. If you're watching, and I've watched a lot of Broncos football now in the last 7 weeks, if you're watching this team play as a coaching staff, how do you not know at this point that the Javonte Williams is a better weapon than Melvin Gordon? I mean, am I missing something here? It is so obvious that he needs to be the lead back and he needs to be the guy getting touches at this point. But nope, let's split it right down the middle.
Yep.
I'm lost.
Yep. Elway deserves a lot of heat. Fangio, defensive guy. I guess the talent's overrated on defense. They have talent on offense, but with Judy banged up and no Hamler and the injuries they've had there. But you come out, what's Shurmur doing? You have two first downs in the first half.
Brutal.
They just gave up 84 points in two games, Cleveland.
Yes.
You can't do anything. Two first downs? Come on. So it's that ship has sailed. And I know Pat Forty's a Bronco fan. He was saying to pull a Kiffin, whack the guy at the tarmac. Don't even. That's it for Fangio.
Was he saying that last night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get rid of him already.
Yeah, that's it.
I would be on board. I've never been a Fangio fan as a head coach. By the way, next up, they get Washington They're at Dallas. They're going to get buried in that game, I'm guessing.
Well, there's losses coming. Yeah. They should beat Washington, but check the schedule after that. Right. Well,
Philly at home. There's how about this after the bye week? At home again to the Chargers and at KC. How's that going to go for Denver in those two games?
No, the positive, you're right, though. That was a great job by Stefanski. And now we don't know. And, you know, Case Keenum played well. I thought he was going to go over his passing yard prop early. But then between only one possession in the third quarter and more, let's just feed Johnson and we'll run all over him, it stayed under. But does Mayfield opt for surgery? If he has surgery, he's probably done for the year. But I guess he's going to fight through this. But this is something that gave him problems the entire season. That's something to watch. But not a bad job by Keenum. But both quarterbacks go under their passing yards. Teddy did throw two touchdowns and went over their plus money. And Johnson was 7-8-1 to score the first touchdown.
Yeah, and he went flying over his yards prop as well. Boy, he was really good.
They got me on the longest field goal. Can you believe that? I bet under 47.5. McLaughlin from 52 would
win. A long one.
Never in doubt. God.
I'll tell you, though, Johnson looked really good last night.
Yes, he did.
So he was the backup. And, you know, Cleveland knows who they are, right? It's good offensive line. The quarterback, whether it's Keenum or Mayfield, they're not going to kill you in a lot of these games. They're not going to give you, you know, 380 and four touchdowns either. But the running backs there with Chubb and Hunt, both out, and Johnson comes in and looks like that. Boy, oh boy, they have drafted quite well. And then signed Hunt, obviously, you know, after his problems. But and then he decided to come back on a really small, like, team-friendly deal. That was a good-looking performance last night, all things considered, by the Browns.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the game. It was okay. I didn't think the Broncos were going to score offensively or do anything in the second half. They covered the second half there with getting two touchdowns. Aikman was out of it. I don't know what was wrong with it. We can't agree on who the best quarterback of all time is. What is he talking about?
I guess he said something like that last night.
Brady have to go to 15 Super Bowls, Troy? Yeah. I mean, what are you thinking?
Not a big enough sample size from Brady at this point yet?
No. The four college games, the NBA, blowout city in the doubleheader, at least the first two games, rather. Right. In the NBA, I'm very concerned about the Mavs. We got a good story that came out yesterday. More on that. Great job by Atlanta to take out Dallas, no problem. There was a big move on the Miami Heat. How about that, taking out the champs?
Yeah, because when we were on the show yesterday, the Bucks got as high as, I think, 2.5. And then you got the news that there was going to be no holiday. So then it switched, and then the Heat were just...
That's 2 years ago.
That's a very good start for the sixth man of the year that we have.
Good, yeah.
15-1 on him.
You got it.
So that was a good look. And then, I mean, what do you say about Steph Curry? I mean, it's just, you know, I'm making the case here, getting all cute, trying to bet all these guys for the MVP. Curry comes out last night. He has 25 points in the first quarter. He didn't miss yet. He was 9-of-9 from the floor and 5-of-5 from deep. But that was back in... How did they not?
Wow.
If you had Golden State minus the points or on the money line in the first half, just a completely sick beat how the Clippers were leading that game at halftime. And then that was back and forth the entire way, and the Warriors hung on. They are going to be a fun team to watch this year again. And I'm guessing he's going to put up monster numbers all year long.
Yep. Fantastic. Fantastic start. Good job. That was a lot of fun. And just unfortunate with the two blowouts, too, how it started. Any thoughts on the college, huh? Louisiana, from 15 up to 18, almost lost the game. The move on Florida Atlantic was correct. They were out Charlotte.
I have a call on
SMU.
Yeah, so team total there over first half and for the game. I have plenty of thoughts on UNLV. I'm not going to waste people's time today by going on a 7-minute rant or anything like that. But I'll just say this. For those of you waking up right now, if you bet, and I bet them plus 4 during the show. I bet them plus 6 again, and I had UNLV money line. So I had 3 bets on UNLV last night. All losers. Up 17-3, they lost 27-20. You're late in the game. This coach is a total disaster.
Yep.
You kick a field goal on 4th-and-1 from 40 yards out. It's blocked. The team needs 2 minutes to go down to score a touchdown. Then UNLV has the ball with 7:14 to play. They ran out the clock. They never scored. And that was it. That was the ball game. Never gave the ball back.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Have you ever heard of that happening before?
No. Yeah. They ran the clock out.
I will say, I'm not going to make it personal like that, but I will tell you that pound for pound, I think, all things considered, UNLV is the worst program in the country. In this city, the talent, let me tell you, the high school talent through this city in the last 20 years is head spinning. How much has been here? The facilities. And then they're playing at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play. And I know it's year number 2 and we had a pandemic as well. All things considered, I would tell you, probably the worst program in the last 20 years. Can't top it. Can't top it. You think I'm out of line?
2 bowl appearances since 2000?
Yep.
They've tried everything, too.
Everything.
They went with the big-name coach with Robinson at USC. Okay, took them to a bowl, but then didn't work out. They went for the hot shot at a FBS program with Hauk, who won at Montana. They went with the big name high school coach locally.
Yep.
They went for the big time offensive coordinator twice.
Yep,
everything blows up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if Saban could win here. I'm telling you, it's that. I don't know. I mean, it's just. What did Joe Judge say? It reeks from the head down. What?
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
That's what it just.
It really does.
The whole program's a debacle. 17-3, catching six. People are like, oh, I went to bed. I wake up, oh, boy, I lose.
Everything is going their way last night, too. Yeah. Every big play was going UNLV's way. 17-3, and you can't cover 6 points.
What happened to the slot machine?
I hope it broke.
No good? No good?
I really do.
Okay.
I tweeted out the person who had that story this morning.
Yeah.
Because the slot machine wins every... That's their momentum prop. When you pull the slot machine there on the UNLV sideline, it wins every single time. Like, that's a machine malfunction.
Yeah.
For something to win every single time related to this program, impossible. The first hour followed the money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We'll recap more of last night's betting results, line moves, bad beats, in win some, lose some. We'll also discuss tonight's betting card, and we are a little bit more than a week into the season, and my goodness, the odds have changed to win this division. We will run down the details for you on that coming up next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Giddy up. Johnson to score the first touchdown, 7-1. Right down the field. No problem there. That was something. Five plays! Ha! Total embarrassment. Absolutely, with all those guys out. And how about the Dodgers, right? But down 2-0, Kelly gets hurt. And you're going with a bullpen game anyways. And Freed had nothing. And it's the Chris Taylor game. I would love to see props on this. I mean, maybe they do exist. I never see them. But I'd love to see 2-3 home runs in a game. Grand slam, all that stuff. Taylor hits 3 bombs. Hit a home run, the Dodgers win, paid 8-1. Pollock to go deep, and the Dodgers win 7-1. Dodger fans here complaining about, he goes deep when it's 8-2, like the Sammy Sosa. That's what Sosa used to do all the time.
How about this from Bob Nightingale? He pointed this out with Max Fried. He had a league-low 1.55 ERA in his last 14 starts. Couldn't even make it 5 innings last night.
No.
Strikeout prop was 4.5. I bet the over. Nope, had no chance.
Freeman hit a home run, paid 4-1. He went deep early, but again, that's all Atlanta gets. Dodgers are $1.70 tomorrow with Scherzer on the road. Can they do it again down 3-1?
That's a big number. Exactly like last year. Boy, I mean it.
Scherzer and Buehler. Here we go.
I don't think the Dodgers win this series because I think the Braves win one of them at home to take it. But it's baseball. I mean, I guess you can't really be stunned if anything happens.
Other props from the game last night. Longest touchdown prop under. Longest field goal prop goes over. Bridgewater touchdown passes over. That was plus money. A couple good videos. Radio and podcast people. Subscribe, VSiN.com, get up there, everything we do. This is called at the local store. You know, I told the dog he can get any toy he wants. Any toy he wants. Come in, okay? And he jumps right in. There you go. Everything's $2.99. Why not?
Have at it.
Can I get 5 of them? Right? The owner was surprised at this. I don't know. I guess they just thought you just grabbed something, but he just jumps right in the tub and goes crazy. What is that, Walmart or something? Look at that. Jumps right in. He says he can have any toy he wants. All right. And this is great. This is a great picture. Yeah. So proud. You see, he's got what he has in his mouth. Ripped apart the living room. Look at all the toilet paper. What this guy did. That's a tornado that went up.
Oh, that entire place is in shambles. That's wow.
He is proud with the toy in his mouth.
Come
look what
that.
I just did, huh?
Yeah.
Look what I, yeah.
I got it.
You.
I found it, buddy.
Yeah. You know, our friend Tony, he got that husky.
Yeah.
Every time he leaves, it eats a different mattress. He's down like 4 or 5 mattresses. I go, you got to take it to doggy daycare. He goes, why? I go, either you're paying $2,000 or $8, $4 an hour.
$4 an hour doggy daycare. He's chewing mattresses. Abandonment issues, you know, typical with us.
I was going to say, can he cage it? But I'm guessing no, because that's
no, no, they go crazy.
Howl like nuts. Okay.
That's right. You'll wake up the whole neighborhood. What's going on? They call animal control on it. That's wild. Lose some Broncos. Now, the look ahead line was 6, but we'll call it 4 down to 1.5. That was no good. It's the Broncos lose by 3. The only people that won were early to the dance. Louisiana from 15 up to 18. Lucky to win the game against Arkansas State. SMU Tulane under 73 down to 70. And hockey unders yesterday. 8-1-1. Not a lot of punch in the hockey. I want to lose some video. It might be fake. But in any event, we have some crazy rides here. New York has a roller coaster. You got the Stratosphere with you go all the way up to the top. I did that once, never again. I don't know where this is, but look at this thing. You got people hanging out that it shoots you up, and then you come down, and then it spins you up on the side, like throws you out like an octopus or something. It's like the War of the Worlds with those alien machines, what they were doing. Look at this thing, right? Now, can this be real?
Okay, so I tweeted this out weeks ago, and pretty much the entire response was, this took off on the internet a couple years back.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely fake.
Yeah, okay.
But I would tell you this, how good is that person who edited that?
Right.
Because it does look real.
And then at the end, you drop all the way down.
Yeah, and then you're thinking about it, and you're thinking, wait a second here, there's no chance they could actually do this to human beings. Look, that part right there?
Right.
Come on.
Oh, that's wild. Bad for the Bucks. Broncos, Browns under 44 down to 39.5. Warriors, Clippers over 226 up to 229. Fell 228. Florida Atlantic from 2 up to 6.5. Routed Charlotte. San Jose State from 4 up to 6. Won and covered somehow. Down 17-3. UNLV runs out the clock in the last 7 minutes. Incredible.
Win some, my kidney.
Yep. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers. They're making this weekend slate of football matchups even sweeter with their new same game parlays. More on that coming up. Mix and match your bets. Bet straight up or put a teaser in play. You control the combinations with the new Bet Rivers same game parlays. Try one this weekend and get on the action.
Let me pay off the tease here quickly. Division odds have changed. I would say after 10 days since the sport started, it's completely flipped now. Where at Bet Rivers, the Knights are $1.18 to win the Pacific in the NHL. Oilers are plus 145. I know in other spots out here in Las Vegas, they've actually moved Edmonton to minus money.
That's incredible.
And they were 4-1
last night. Vegas lost the other night, right?
And yep. Edmonton was around 4-1 just 4 or 5 days ago.
Yep.
And now they play tonight in a back-to-back for the Oilers, and they won 5-1 last night.
Arizona's terrible.
They're really bad.
Boy, they give up goals for fun, as Nigel would say. All right, how about the big one? It's bipocalypse. We don't have a lot going on in the NFL. All the late games, you got huge point spreads, but all these teams, only 6 early games. But the marquee game, Baltimore and Cincinnati. Show me game. All right, here we go. You've already equaled your win total from last year. But the last 3 times, head-to-head, utter destruction and domination. Last year, 27-3 and 38-3. And then the other meeting, a couple years ago, the last meeting was 49-13. In the last meeting, Baltimore's won 5 in a row head-to-head, by the way. In the last meeting, they had 400 yards rushing? It was ridiculous what they did in that game.
Yeah.
So the last two meetings, they've outscored them 65-6. They've had 5 straight losing seasons, speaking of Cincinnati. We'll find out where they're at, because they're hot. They won 5 in a row. They look great against the Chargers. Bengals are a good story. But this is the ultimate show-me game. And Baltimore, total domination what they did. To hold the Chargers down, the rushing yards were 187-26. That was ridiculous what happened last week.
So I do like Cincinnati plus the points in this game.
Really?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to have to hold my nose on this one. I get that. But this Cincinnati team is different than teams in years past. I would say they're actually pretty decent. The defense, I think, is a little underrated. It's, put it this way, the Broncos get all the hype. A team like that, their defense stinks. We know this now, right? I don't want to hear anything ever again this year about the Broncos' defense. They're horrible. Bengals defense, actually not that bad so far. And again, you can laugh all you want against the Lions and say, Mitch, come on, they beat Detroit. They pounded Detroit last week, and Detroit was at least competitive in their games before that, on the scoreboard anyway. Last week, they were never in the game. Burrow is the real deal. He has this absolutely, they found this with Chase. They got it right. In the preseason, people were panicking. He is already one of the better weapons in football. And I would tell you this, right? They're plus, we'll do more in the playoffs coming up in about 20 minutes. They're plus 180 right now. But it's such a big game because if Cincinnati can shock the world, right, and win this game, after Baltimore, if they get the Jets on the road, Cleveland at home bye, then they get the Raiders, Pittsburgh, Chargers, and San Francisco. The last three of those games are all at home. Not that home field is the be-all, end-all anymore in football, but their schedule breaks to where, as the five seed right now, maybe they're a playoff team this year.
Yeah, I like the under. Cincinnati's played five unders in a row. You're right about Chase, though. It's just great for Burrow and then a team, period, to have that home run hitter anytime you can just throw it deep. Ravens 12-2-1 under run at home after a blowout win. That's more by more than three touchdowns. So that's in play, too, what you have with this one. But the big show-me game, incredible. And how about KC and Tennessee now? I mean, where are the stops coming from in this game? KC, it's a 3-13-1 ATS run. It's 1-9 ATS last 10 against the AFC. They lead the league in turnovers, keep turning the ball over, but they can't stop the run at all. So, I mean, what you're right. You said it before the game, and then what happened on Monday. What is Henry going to do on the ground against Kansas City? Yeah. They're at the bottom and stopping the run.
I can't imagine the Chiefs are going to be able to slow down this offense at all. But on the flip side, you know, a couple of guys were lost for the season in that Tennessee defense on Monday night. Yes. in the win against the Bills. Are they going to slow down KC at all? This total is now up to 57.5. One of the highest totals in the NFL in the last 4 or 5 years. And like the stops are going to be coming from where? From who? Unless the Chiefs, now this would be a shocker, if they would actually neutralize Henry and he finishes the game with like 21 carries for 86 yards. And by the way, I can't wait to see his prop is definitely out there. I haven't seen it yet. It's going to have to be in the low, you know, 120s.
Yep.
Against this team.
They've had issues protecting Tannehill. He was the most sacked quarterback, but KC's last in sacks. But points against, they're 29th. Tennessee's 24th. But this guy, I mean, who knows how many touchdowns he's going to have. He's got double-digit touchdowns already. He's averaging like $130 a game on the ground.
Yeah.
Video game numbers, what he's doing.
But I also do. I think Mahomes is going to go bonkers here.
I could see that.
And that would surprise nobody.
Yep.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, more NFL games coming up on Sunday. There is a very popular two-team teaser this week in the NFL, and I'll tell you, they are begging us to bet it. Give you the details on that coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Lakers back in action tonight. Good game against the Suns. Season's tipped off, but you can still grab the VSEN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. Strategies, predictions, and best bets to stay ahead of the odds makers. You got strategy, advice, conference winners, win totals, playoff awards. Who's going to make the playoffs? It's only $9.99. Get a copy now. Must have. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Plenty of money on the football team this week.
Yeah.
In Lambeau against Green Bay. It was sitting there, hanging beautifully on the board at 10 earlier in the week, and bettors were like, no, I need to gobble that up right now. Down to 7.5 or 8. You know, this happened when the football team played Buffalo earlier this year. Remember that? Buffalo opened up like 9, 9.5, and was bet all the way down to like a touchdown, and we saw what happened. The Bills absolutely destroyed them.
Yeah, but I guess a spot play, too. I'm going to hold my nose and take the Texans, and I'll probably lose. But it's just like, come on. You're Arizona. You have the huge road win against Cleveland. Now you're taking on this joke outfit, followed by the monster game on deck Thursday at home against Green Bay. Green Bay, the same thing. You're off the big rivalry game against the Bears. Rodgers screaming. Doing the celebration at to the Bears fans.
He was very proud of that.
Right, and now you're taking on Washington. Rodgers even said it, that letdown spot. Yeah, and then, but you considering what's on deck with the short week and the heavyweight matchup coming up. It's 5 in a row straight up in ATS for him. He's been, what is it, like a 14-1?
14-1 TD to INT ratio when national mainstream media wrote him off.
There you go,
like
absolutely.
The dummies that they can be.
Yep, Washington now, most points allowed in the league, 28th passing yards. Maybe we see a quarterback change eventually here. Heineke with some terrible turnovers against the Chiefs. I mean, it's definitely a hold-your-nose game here, but certainly a game that people should tease the Packers.
I was going to say, talk me out of this teaser, please, if you can. I'm going to tease down the Packers to 1.5 and I'm going to tease it with the Patriots down to one.
Cosign.
Okay, and if I lose, I lose.
Right.
I will be comfortable on Sunday night. If I lose that ticket, it's going to be like, okay, I had to do it.
Yep.
I had to play it. I lost. Okay, fine. I'll move on.
And is this the week the books get something back after getting buried the last couple weeks?
I would like to see them get buried for three consecutive weeks.
That's what I, right?
You know, because 2 weeks ago, some bookmaker said, top two or top three worst of all time. Then I heard some bookmakers come back on Monday of this week and say, no, this was the worst weekend of my career.
How's Washington getting stops? You get Bakhtiari back too, likely?
Well, but Green Bay now, they've kind of changed who they are in offense recently. They are running the football a lot more, and they still don't have a second receiver. And that year that Tonyan had a year ago, that means nothing to this year because he's not even a threat whatsoever. They don't go to him. And Rodgers has Adams, who is maybe the best receiver in football, but they are really using Jones. And by the way, Dylan's getting carries like right away in these games now. It's not like, hey, we're up big. Let's sit Jones now and give him a breather and bring Dylan in for the third quarter. No. They're bringing both these guys in, and it's like a split backfield right now almost.
Yep. 1-5 ATS for Washington. They've allowed 29 points or more, 5 in a row. I mean, it's just a travesty. Rivera, come on. You're a defensive guy, too.
Sure.
What's the deal?
Same thing with Fangio that we saw last night.
Right?
It should be better, but it's not.
Yeah. Are you on the Patriots? I mean,
I bet I'm 6.5.
So, Adam Chernoff loves them. I mean, I know the Jets are off the bye, but, you know, whoop-de-damn-do. Have you looked at these numbers? So the Jets all the week are talking about, well, we've got to get off to a hot start. They've been outscored by 62 points in the first quarter, worst in the league. They have 13 points in the first half on the season. 13. They're averaging 13 a game. Second worst in yards, 29th in passing yards. They haven't beat the Patriots since 2015. It's 11 in a row. They picked off Wilson 4 times in the first meeting. You know Belichick against rookie quarterbacks. I mean, how are you that bad? They have to outscored by 62 in the first quarter?
Mm-hmm.
13 first half points on the season? That's crazy. Patriots are going to bury them if they just the Patriots have to stop turning the ball over. They have multiple turnovers in every game but one.
Okay, so that
was the game that they won against the Jets.
How about this angle? New England, 12-3 to the under last 15 games when they're a favorite of 7 points or less.
Uh-huh.
Got that one going. You're right. Adam Chernoff, who comes on this show every single Tuesday, he was on last week on Friday, but that was an aberration. Tuesday, he is 77% in his NFL bets this year. That's sides, totals, props, all that stuff. And on Sunday night, I happen to notice that he tweeted out, look, I'm going to be on New England, -6.5. And I'm like, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I didn't have to see his write-up. I'm like, I went and bet at 6.5 as well. But it makes a lot of sense because they were 5.5 at close when they first played in New York. Now, again, home field advantage this year. And by the way, the Patriots are, they can't win games at home this year.
Yep.
But 6.5, 7 now at home against the Jets, a team that you eviscerated, you know, a month ago?
I'll trust McDaniels, too. That the offense is coming around and they'll eventually get it going. They had their moments against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Even though you looked at the yards, turnovers kept them in the game. But that's something where and Belichick going against Wilson.
I thought for sure the number was going to be 7.5.
Yeah. So I looked at this too because we talked about it earlier in the week. Why did Miami take the bye week off the loss in London? It's a 9-hour flight, Miami to London. So there's been 30 games in London. Never have both teams had a winning record, which is staggering. But the other thing. 55 out of the 60 times the team took the bye. The previous four, it's 2-2. Miami also didn't take the bye in 2017. They followed it up with a win and actually a 3-game winning streak. So, but you also have the distraction here of all this Tua out trade. What are we going to do? We're bringing in Watson. We had to deal with that all week. Atlanta's off the bye. And Matt Ryan, believe it or not, 8-0 touchdown INT ratio in the last 3 games. So he's got his act together. But I like the Falcons, but I don't understand. Okay, so it might have worked out in 2017. I don't know how you don't take the bye after the London game.
I would agree.
And also, you lost to Jacksonville, and you look terrible. And you just, between your bad defense and all your offensive issues, it's a bad outfit right now, and they should be 0-6.
Yeah, so this was a game that I bet on Sunday night as well. 2 games that I bet as soon as the openers were released. Patriots -6.5, and I bet Falcons pick. I couldn't believe it opened a pick.
Yeah.
That was bizarre to me. And I'll give you this from Point Spread Weekly. Post-buy system number one. Play on road favorites coming out of their bye weeks. The record going back to 1999, 97-37 straight up.
Wow.
83-49-2 ATS, 63%. That's Atlanta here. road teams favored off their bye. And by the way, if you go to a subsystem of this versus non-conference opponents, the record is 29-11-1 ATS since 2000, 73%. Atlanta is on a 12-5 straight up and 11-6 ATS run in its last 17 post-bye week games. So you have that going as well. Falcons have been better. They have been.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it. I like it. Good.
I'll give you some other trends here.
Yep.
You mentioned the Green Bay game. They are actually 13-1-1 ATS after playing Chicago last 15 games. The over is 7-3 last 10 KC in Tennessee. Philadelphia, more on this game coming up later on, but Philadelphia is 13-2 on the over on the road versus the AFC. And Chicago was 15-2 to the under on the road with an underdog of 10 or more points.
Right, right. And Chicago's got that 15 straight under streak. Mm-hmm. First half, first quarter, and the game, what they've been doing. I mean, that's, yeah. Go, but look at the Bears' scores here. How low scoring these have been.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, 24-14, 20-9, 24-17, 26-6, 20-17. Yep.
By the way,
Brady's also won 10 in a row against rookie quarterbacks.
Yep. Sign up for PointsBet Weekly at vsin.com/subscribe. Great nuggets in there every single week. So how do you want to approach this Chiefs game again? That was another Chernoff bet that he made on Sunday when the Chiefs were -4 on the opener. And the total is all the way up to 57.5, like I talked about against Tennessee.
Yeah. Concerned about the spot?
30-27 doesn't even put it over.
Yeah, right. You just had the emotional win against the Bills. 8-1 to the over last 9 as a dog, though, to Tennessee. But I don't see, how are they going to get stops? But again, you're killing yourself with Kansas City. They covered last week, but this is 1-9 ATS last 10 against the AFC. And can you'd have to trust that defense too. I mean, that's the recipe. Here's 35 carries for Henry. Keep Mahomes off the field.
For sure, for sure. He's on pace to beat Larry Johnson's all-time record for most carries in a year. And I would assume with the week 17, if that game is going to be meaningful for him, he's going to get that. To have the back of the Chiefs here for a minute, first of all, the offense has been awesome again this year. That should come as a surprise to nobody. They've blown quite a few games. I mean, the turnovers against the Chargers were just awful.
Yeah.
But again, I've been trying to point this out now for quite some time with Mahomes. He is turnover prone. And the 19 dropped INTs this year are not getting dropped, and they totally blew the game against the Ravens. I still don't know how they lost that game.
Our guy who does Point Spread Weekly here, our NFL guy, Steve Mackinnon, his power ratings, he has the Chiefs 5th. Too high? Still has them 5th. He has them ahead of Baltimore.
I need to see a little bit more.
He has Dallas 7th. I think that's not.
That's too low?
Yeah. Dallas is better than that. He has Bills, Tampa, Arizona, Rams, KC, Baltimore, Dallas, Green Bay, Chargers, Browns. His top 10 in order power rating.
How good is the NFC if he has Green Bay 8th overall?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's completely stacked at the top. The Dallas-KC game, that Monday should be a national holiday. I don't want to come into work the next day. I want to enjoy that for 4 hours.
Let's set it up. If they make us work the holidays, let's do it. You got it?
I think that's a good excuse, right?
Deal?
I think that's Thanksgiving week. Come on. Hey, turkey's going to be basting around.
We'll go to Lombardi's. He's a wise guy. We'll have an Italian Thanksgiving.
I like that idea.
We'll fly out there.
Sure.
Come on.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. Bet Rivers has you covered for the NFL season. They're offering same game parlays and all pro football matchups. And they're bringing back reduced to juice promos on game days in this NFL season. They have a $1 million beat the spread challenge with thousands of dollars given away every single week. The offer is valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's also available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective. Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. We got Brad Powers coming up. You got to be concerned about the Mavs. There's a great story that came out yesterday. And a story about, how about $100 million in a heads-up game of poker?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. We do high card here once in a while. How about doing high card for $3.3 million? I mean, this story about Bilzerian here, out of control.
I don't think I have that in me right now, $3.3 million. I mean, if I have a couple of beers, I can maybe go a little bit, you know, nuts, but $3.3 million? Yeah, no.
Bellagio still has it, right? I think it's on the strip that you have war, high card. That's right. We're at the halfway point almost of the season. Wanted to go through some of this stuff, too. It's intriguing. It's interesting. And a good job at Bet Rivers. Number one, adjusted wins. Tampa, 12.5 over -180. I mean, how do they not get there barring injury? Big favorites against the Bears, Saints, Washington, Giants, Colts, Atlanta, Bills at home, New Orleans again, Carolina, Jets, Carolina.
Okay, so I tell you,
they're going to lose five games?
The biggest roadblocks would be certainly the Saints. I'd say at the Colts, the Bills, the Saints again. And that's pretty much the list. What is that, four games right there?
I mean, if you work at it and say, okay, they lose. You only get the four.
Look at the back end of the schedule.
I know.
They're going to coast to the one seed maybe.
Yeah.
At the Panthers, at the Jets, and then Carolina again.
Carolina two times in the last 3 weeks, right?
I don't like that.
Green Bay 11.5 over -125.
Now, their schedule is
there's some very
difficult.
Coming up. Right. Arizona 12.5 over -160. Figure to win Sunday. The showdown Thursday at home against the Packers. San Francisco, Carolina, Seattle, Chicago, Rams again. Detroit, Colts, Dallas, Seattle. It also depends on when Wilson comes back. They'll beat Seattle coming up if it's going to be Geno.
Geno, sure.
So,
you know, the coach of the year is going to be a wild race, I think, again this year. Because what if Arizona wins a lot of games, right? What if they win 13 games? What if the Cowboys win? God, I don't even want to say it. But what if the Cowboys win 13, 14 games? I don't want to say it because McCarthy's a disaster, but he might get coach of the year somehow. If the Bills win 13, 14 games,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If the Charger, the Staley stuff, the steam on him is real, and it should be, right? What if they win 11, 12 games?
This is good stuff. This is intriguing. Chiefs 11.5 under -160. Dallas 11.5 over -150. In that division, I think that can happen.
I think Dallas is going to be right there with Tampa, pushing for the one seed.
Ravens 12.5 under -130. But I wanted to take a look at how that Miami is 6.5. How is that? They're going to win seven games? The Dolphins? How are they going to win seven games?
6.5?
It's 6.5.
And before the season, they were, what, 9?
I don't get that at all. They should be 0-6. The Lions 2.5 under -125.
I'd rather look at the Dolphins.
Right. And Houston, I don't know what you do with the Texans. They're 3.5 under -160. What's going on with Taylor? Is he coming back?
Well, that's the biggest question.
Because they still have Miami and the Jets and Jacksonville on the schedule. And they already have the win.
Okay, let's find the wins on the Dolphins schedule here. They can win on Sunday. They get the Falcons. At the Bills, very unlikely.
No.
Texans probably should be a win. Ravens at home.
Sorry, it depends who's playing quarterback, though.
Yeah.
Remember, Taylor was fantastic week one and was great in the first half against the Browns.
Well, it's certainly a winnable game against the Texans.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Right, right. And so and the Jets, too.
At the Jets is winnable. Well, you know what? There are wins on here.
Yeah.
Panthers at home. Giants at home.
Jets again, yeah.
Jets at home. You know what? The schedule is easier than I thought.
Yeah, but still, you got to get six more wins?
Now, that's going to be... It's a big ask.
It's also tricky, too, about what happens if they make the trade and when does Watson play immediately. I don't know what the hell.
Well, good luck figuring that one out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's good. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Chase, +250. Mac, 4-1. Lawrence, 7. To lead the league in passing yards, Brady, +275. Got a nice size lead. Mahomes, 4-1. Stafford and Dak, 7-1. I don't get this. Defensive Player of the Year, Garrett, +350. Diggs, 4-1. They allowed 84 points combined in their last two games before the last game last night. They also couldn't slow down Taylor in the first half.
Right.
I mean, he gave up 47 points to the Chargers. Diggs is at least, all these interceptions in the pick six.
I've been saying it all week. I mean, Diggs has to be the favorite to win this award right now. Has to be. What he is doing is unheard of. And again, I'm sick to my stomach because after week two, I literally looked at every single book in the country and I looked beyond legal sports books as well. I didn't see his name anywhere listed.
That was before last night's game. Okay, they moved it again, too. Okay, now he's down to 275.
Come on.
I don't get it. Henry, $3 to lead the league in rushing yards. Zeke, 8-1. Chubb and Mixon, 13-1. yes, no playoff props. Before the game last night, the Browns were $2 to make the playoffs.
That's still a very heavy price.
It also depends on Mayfield. How long is he out?
Sure. I mean, Paul, let's be honest here. There is a drop-off between a healthy Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum. There is.
Yeah.
$2. I cannot. There's no way I could lay $2 on the Browns to make the playoffs. So,
the Chiefs are $5. You're risking 50 to win 10. The Bills are 2,400.
Well,
there's one book. One book has Arizona 2,400. Bet Rivers has them 5,000.
Wow.
Make the playoffs.
Okay. By the way, the Chiefs schedule here
mm-hmm.
at Tennessee this week. They can lose that game. After that, it's the Giants on Monday night. It's going to be a short week after that. They get Green Bay. That's losable. Don't laugh. Out here in Las Vegas, that's losable. You want to know why? Because we saw it happen last year. Should have happened twice. When nobody gave the Raiders a chance. They should have swept the Chiefs. They get Dallas, then the bye. That's it. That is a tricky schedule. Like at Cincy in week 17 is much more difficult than people thought at the beginning of the year.
So are there three more losses on the schedule?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Absolutely.
I think absolutely, yes,
and
there
are. With this defense, that is a tough schedule. It's going to be hard to navigate. The Raiders are minus 120 to make the playoffs. That surprises me. And that's a big game here with all the Philly fans coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another indictment of Fangio, by the way. What happened against the Raiders? With the different coaching staff and the guys out, Gruden out, and they come in no problem, move the ball on
Again, this now back-to-back weeks where the opposing team came out and they were totally prepared and the other team, and the Broncos were not.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how about the Colts at plus 165? I think Sunday night is winnable for the Colts at San Francisco.
Of course it is.
Then Tennessee, Jacksonville, and Tennessee, the Jets, and Jacksonville all at home.
That could be four wins.
They should sweep those middle three right there. Because then
I don't know, but I wouldn't. Tennessee's going to be difficult.
I'm sorry. They
already lost to them. But.
They can't. Let me take that back. Not should. That's too strong.
Yeah.
But they can. Then it gets, at Buffalo, Tampa Bay, at Houston, then the bye week.
Colts. 13-1-1 to the over last 15 on Sunday Night Football. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
That's from Point Spread Weekly. I need more than that. But Mike Palm's right. It might be the Bengals. I mean, who's that other wild? Who's that seven seed going
right.
to be?
They're, and they're plus.
I mean, someone's got to get this here.
They are plus 180. You're right. I mean, because when you look at the top, you have to examine the teams that are below the seven seed right now. But you can get plus 165 on the Colts, or be even better yet, plus 180 on Cincinnati. Like, I don't think this is going to go away. Where that division, everybody just assumed it's too difficult this year. Well, they're right in the mix now. All these injuries to the Browns. The Steelers, quite frankly, are not that good.
I would take a look at the Patriots plus 360. I'm going to die on this hill. I still think they're good. It's the silly turnovers, right? And Max completing 70% of his passes.
Yeah,
I think Belichick and McDaniels will coach him up. I think they'll win Sunday, and they have back-to-back road games. And there's some games. They can't beat Carolina. They can't beat Cleveland at home. Atlanta, Tennessee at home. This is doable.
Sure.
They could do this. And maybe a key injury here or there decides it. Next thing you know, we're 9-8. We're going to the playoffs.
I do want to see the training wheels come off of Jones, though, at this point. I want to see more shots down the field.
You noticed they don't even throw to Smith? Belichick was asked about that.
Yeah, it's rare.
And he poo-pooed it and kind of criticized the reporter. But that was a big acquisition.
Sure it was.
Henry had the big game, or at least the touchdowns.
Yeah, that's the guy who's going over his player props every single week.
Yeah.
It's Hunter Henry with the yards.
Yeah. These are good, though. That's a good job at Bet Rivers. That's good stuff to look at.
Any thought on the Vikings at plus 180?
No.
You going to write them off?
I don't like it.
I think the Vikings are pretty good. It's just like the coaching's been terrible in some of these games, and the defense is like hit and miss.
Yeah, I know. I can't count on the defense.
After the bye, just think about this for
the
Vikings.
The schedule, right.
Dallas at Baltimore, at the Chargers, Green Bay at San Francisco.
There you go.
That five-game stretch.
Yeah.
My Lord. All right.
Lions 2.5. What is it, 14-1 to go 0-17?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the number. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. And Bet Rivers is making this weekend slate of huge football matchups even sweeter. With their new same-game parlays, try one this weekend and get in on the action. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, professional sports bettor, college football analyst Brad Powers is going to join the show. He has a couple of teams to keep your eye on to possibly fade moving forward.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Play. 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 Must be 21 or older. Play.